My push 02 is on. Cabin warning light should be off. Let me check it here. And my 02 is on. Okay. Verify cabin pressure stable at 4.6 to 5. And we're just about 4.5 or 6. Purge valve to depress the PGA if you need to do that, which I guess we don't. Okay, verify EVA CV configuration. If you can get your little corner from there, let me turn around. Okay?
Dave and Jim, while you're enjoying that, stand by to copy a new EBA record. 7 hours plus 12 minutes plus 53 seconds. And I'll be prepared to sign your sporting certificates a little later.
Oh, how about that? Thank you, Joe. On a dump valve. Okay, verify safety. DCEP water valve to open. Down water. Open. Okay, remove purge valve. Store the purge. See if I can get... Okay. to Dustin Ross there.
Control, 149 hours, 39 minutes. Ground elapsed time. After a 7 hour, 12 minute, 46 second, EVA 2 on Apollo 15. The go for depressurization for EVA 2 was given at 142.13 ground elapsed time. On the surface at about 142.28, lunar roving vehicle began moving at 143.11. Heart rates throughout this second EVA while riding ran about 84 for Scott and around 88 for Irwin. During work periods, they ran between 90 and 108. For Scott, and 90 to 120 for Irwin. EVA-2 was modified somewhat from the pre-mission traverse plan. Crew made their first stop between Spur and Window Craters and later returned to Spur collecting samples, making pan photographs, at the Spur area during the work period. Both the crewmen's heart rates ran around 93 to 100. During the Spur crater activity, the BTU output, metabolic output, ran 920 BTUs per hour for the commander, 770 per hour for the lunar module pilot, as opposed to upwards of 1,150 BTUs per hour for both of them during EVA-1. The crew then drove back to Station 4 at Dune Crater and later returned to the lunar module to extend one of the heat flow experiment probes that drilling for which had begun yesterday. They put an additional stem on it, drove it deeper. They also drilled a core sample, which will be retrieved during tomorrow's EVA-3. It was left in the surface. They deployed the United States flag just prior to closing out EVA-3. The commander had a warning tone on his PLIS to go to the auxiliary feed water supply in his portable life support system at 148.19, ground elapsed. And the lunar module pilot got a similar signal, which is audible on the air ground as a little beeping sound, at 148.58. The auxiliary water supply is 3.4 pounds of water, which is switched to after the primary supply of 8.5 pounds is exhausted. During this EVA, turnaround or echo effect was very apparent. This was caused by the fact that the lunar module was in a relay mode in its communication system. The uplink from the mission control center here would go S-band from the Earth to the Lunar Communications Relay Unit. The LCRU, in turn, would convert it to VHF to go to the crew, but at the same time, the VHF signal went to the lunar module's VHF receiver and was converted back to S-band and relayed back to Earth. Therefore, all of the CAPCOM's comments were heard twice. Repressurization was begun at 149.26. Repressurization was complete at 149.27.50 for a total EVA time, at least according to the EVA clock, which stopped when repress was complete, 7 hours, 12 minutes, 46 seconds. Unofficial total distance traveled by the lunar roving vehicle during EVA-2 is 12.7 kilometers, which computes out to 7.87 statute miles. Among the people in the viewing room during EVA-2 were Dr. Edward David, Presidential Science Advisor, Dr. James Fletcher, Administrator of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, his deputy, George M. Lowe, Dale Myers, NASA Associate Administrator for Manned Spaceflight, Dr. Eberhard Reis, Director, Marshall Space Flight Center, Dr. Robert R. Gilruth, Director, Manned Spacecraft Center. John Glenn, who was an astronaut who flew the first United States manned orbital mission, MA-6, Mercury Atlas 6. We're estimating a change of shift press conference at 2:30 Houston time in the news center with Gold Team Flight Director Jerry Griffin and Spacecraft Communicator Joe Allen. Some additional air ground with the final closeout and the post-EVA checks aboard Lunar Module Falcon have been recorded on tape. We'll roll those now and resume live transmission.
Hey, it's up A to receive, DR.